Will anybody lift a finger? Farage predicts hundreds of boat migrants will set off on Tuesday. By Kurt Zindelka on September 21, 2020. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage said that he has intelligence from sources in Calais that a massive wave of hundreds of illegal migrants will set sail from the beaches of France on Tuesday, and questioned whether British or French authorities will lift a finger to stop the invasion. Mr. Farage said that based on his intelligence, he is predicting that hundreds of migrants will attempt to leave the beaches of northern France to the UK on Tuesday. "Now if I know this is happening tomorrow already," he told talk radio's Mike Graham on Monday, "I would like to thank the Home Secretary, I would like to thank Border Force, I would like to think the French authorities would know that too. Let's see whether my prediction's right and let's see whether anybody has lifted a finger. Otherwise we'll get another army camp full tomorrow," Farage warned. The army camp full Mr. Farage was referring to approximately 400 migrants, who were reportedly moved into a former military barracks in Folkestone, Kent on Monday. As the record waves of illegal migrants pouring into the country forced, the Home Office has been forced into commandeering army facilities to house the illegal aliens. "I spoke to local councillors, I spoke to residents. They've no idea who's going to come, but you can bet your bottom dollar it will be 400 young men," Farage said, adding, "It's an open camp, they will be out mixing in the community and this is not a recipe for happy relations with the local community." The leading Brexiteer noted that the barracks-turned-migrant camp was initially established to stave off Napoleonic invasions, and now will be hosting those who are part of this year's invasion. Mr. Farage added that he doesn't think that the nominally conservative government led by Prime Minister Boris Johnson has no idea how unhappy their own supporters are because the government is stuck in London. "My inbox, every day is from people who can't get a GP appointment. From people who feel that the streets of the local town are not as safe as they used to be," he explained. Last week, in a letter to Home Secretary Priti Patel, Conservative MP Damian Collins, Council Leader David Monk, and Councillor Chairman Tim Prader relayed their great concerns about the migrant camp being established in their community. "We have great concerns about the impact this large open camp will have on the welfare of the local residential community and also those people in the asylum system who will be placed at the barracks itself," they wrote. "We would ask that you reverse this decision and find more suitable accommodation for people who are currently having their cases processed by the asylum system," the local leaders added. A spokesman for the Folkestone and Hythe District Council, the location of the migrant camp, said for the Daily Mail, "The focus will be on the welfare of those based at the accommodation, the provision of wraparound services and wider considerations relating to the local area and its residents. There will be on-site security and, in order to reduce any additional pressure on local health services, on-site medical services will also be provided," the spokesman added. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.